This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Failing Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, her boots were made for making America great again. Mary Jo Ginchar. Gaius wants to believe, but Thomas has his doubts. Joey Vahidi and Kirk Waller from The Chosen. Trump does stand up, Times Square tripping, and assignment desk weekend. Back in the spotlight, it's Timberlake with a little SZA on it. And now, from Times Square, where a friend was overheard asking another, do you think you'll ever want kids? And the other replies, girlfriend, my Chanel bags are my children. Here's the...
Well, that's pretty harsh. Welcome to Hour 2. We've got a lot to get to. And it's time to announce tonight's winner of the New York-sized mugging, Nancy Garrett from East Texas. You are our winner. We will be sending you a That Kevin Show coffee mug. And if you would like to register for next week's chance to win, send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and just put mug in the subject line. Or say, I want to get mugged or something. Anyway, here's the news. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Tonight, all eyes have turned to South Carolina, as supporters of Nikki Haley are attempting brave faces. For the past several weeks, the former governor has promised a successful outcome in her home state. Meanwhile, President Trump has been busy winning every contest he's been part of, every single one of them, and Haley has lost all of those, plus a contest he wasn't in. In the Nevada primary, she lost to the category, none of these candidates ever, if our lives depended on it, option that was on the ballot. Regardless of tonight's totals, the former governor is promising to continue campaigning, explaining that she firmly believes that she maintains a viable path forward to the nomination. She's also said that she firmly believes that pigs can fly. So ballot harvest that, she said. Democrats have taken to screaming from rooftops at the man they hope will win in November. In as thoughtful a reply as the president could muster, Mr. Biden responded by asking, is it nap time yet? A new and never before thought of trend is taking the mommy blogs by storm this weekend. It's called sittervising, and occurs when a parent both sits in the same room with the child and supervises them while not participating in the child's play formally. Simon Desk Weekend would like to point out that mommy blogs are often written by mommies who are tired and may not have realized that letting kids play by themselves is already a thing. Also, sittervising, the word, it's a landmine. Simon Desk Weekend recommends using it only with rest and caution. And finally, a college professor who has long argued that too many American flags is a sign of racism has uncovered two new tropes never before known. The same professor now believes that if you attend a Taylor Swift concert, that is a racially biased act. The other trope that she uncovered, Beyonce doing a country album. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kelly
McCullough. New Hampshire, and they were telling me that maybe I should try my hand at stand-up. So I wanted to get your feedback on my audition tape. Tell me what you think.
Remember when he said, I'd like to take him behind the barn? My God. And the fake news, see the fake news? Oh, look at all those guys. The fake news said... I want to take him behind. Remember that? He said, I want to take him behind the barn. I'm going to take him. And the fake news said, isn't that nice? Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute. It said he wants to take him behind the barn. In other words, wants to take me behind the barn and go. And the fake news is saying it's wonderful. Then when I said, let him take me behind the barn, I hit him. So they said, oh, that's terrible. He's a fascist. Trump is a fascist. Now, if I ever did, if we were ever behind the barn, I would look at him and I'd go like this.
Driving 60 miles an hour, and you drive for 1 hour, then how far do you travel?
If I drive for 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, if you're driving 60 miles an hour and you drive for 1 hour, then how far do you travel?
I drive 60 miles an hour, and I travel out. You said an hour away?
You've been driving an hour, yeah.
How far did I travel?
Yeah.
An hour away?
Yes. Do you know how many continents there are? Do you know which one we're on?
No idea.
Can you name 3 countries in Africa?
No.
Can you name 2 countries in Africa?
Nah.
I don't know enough. Can you name 1 country in Africa? Yeah. Who fought in the Civil War?
Who fought in the Civil War?
Yeah.
North America versus South America.
Yes. You know what country we gained our independence from?
Yeah, America.
Yeah, like what country did America gain their independence from?
I don't know, I learned this in like 5th grade.
You'd have to take a guess.
I can't guess, because then I'm going to have a dumb answer. I can't.
What country?
Europe?
You get $1 every single day for an entire year, then how much money do you have at the end? You gotta do some math.
Yeah. I mean, like, every month is not the same amount. I don't know, like, $1,500?
Yes, nice. You just guessed that.
I guess.
That's crazy. Do you know what -1 + -1 is? Yes, you know what year was 100 years ago?
100 years.
Like 100 years ago, what year was it?
Oh, 1920.
Yes.
Is shaken. I know nothing except He's the one true Messiah. And he called me.
We have a strategy.
I'm sorry?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Blood on your hands does not always equate to wrongdoing.
This is no innocent man.
A human desire to avoid difficult news sometimes makes one deaf. I speak the words of my Father in heaven, and the religious leaders call it blasphemy. My own followers, they ask for earthly things, prestige. They take offense when I show humility and deference to the powers of this world.
They're only human. What did you expect?
Also human.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm very pleased to introduce my next guest. She is running for Congress in the 5th congressional seat in the state of New Jersey. Why? Why on earth would somebody want to do that? Put themselves purposely in Congress? Well, if you're a patriot and you care about your country, you got to start having leaders and representatives in Congress that represent the actual people in their district. And so she's one of many that I hope come to office in this election year. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Jo Ginchar. Hello, Mary Jo.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Mary Jo, let me start with that premise I just had. You know, Congress has a worse reputation than lawyers. It has a worse reputation than almost any profession that people can think to go into. You're a salmon swimming upstream on all of this. You believe that there's change that can be had and good that can be done and changes that must be made, and you're putting yourself out there on this. But did you have your head examined before you jumped in? I'm just asking, did you get professional assessment of the rationality of this decision?
Well, Kevin, first of all, yes, I am totally capable of doing it. And you know what? I'm doing it.
I wasn't going Biden on you there either. I wasn't implying that at all.
No, I know that. But no, I totally gave this a lot of thought. I did not just jump in and think, oh, this is something that I should just do. I did this because I was a former mayor. I was a former trustee and I sat on the planning board of a county. And the impact that you have when you are, you know, I don't want to use the word help because help sort of scares me when a politician ever says, I'm going to help you. I actually did the work and saw the results of when you care, how you can work together as a community, as a municipality, getting things done. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. It's what do you actually do and are you connecting and listening to your constituents?
Having said that, there's a lot of ways in which it appears that the elected class of officials are not listening to the people right now. But before we get to this first big issue, I want to ask you this. People across the country watching and listening tonight think of New Jersey as kind of a blue state, you know, lost cause kind of place. I'm a little bit aware of some of the things that are going on the ground. I spent a cold Saturday morning at a packed hall of people that were getting ready to go out and circulate petitions. What is the temperature like on the ground in New Jersey this year?
Well, first of all, I did not thank you for having me on. Thank you so much, Kevin, for having me on.
No worries.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate it. So New Jersey is on fire. They are on fire, but in a good way. They are tired of paying high gas prices. They are tired of going to the grocery store and getting one bag of groceries and it's $100 plus. You know, look at the egg prices. Look at the milk prices. Your average staple goods have gone up so high. How do you sustain that? They are having Trump rallies all over New Jersey. I know that you're saying it's blue. I feel it's more purple. It does not feel like the state is all blue. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat right now. We are in a crisis in this country. People are tired. They're speaking out. They're joining together. They're getting petitions. It's unbelievable. It doesn't matter if it's cold outside or if it's warm. They are making the effort because they know being silent gets nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I think that's encouraging for a lot of people in other parts of the country to hear tonight. And I wanted them to hear that because it is a different sense that I get when I am with people in your state. And I've had a chance to be at a few functions in this election cycle thus far, and I'm sensing an energy that I've never seen before. So that's encouraging. There was a poll that came out by the Pew Research people this week that identified that 80% of America, man, woman, black, white,
old child, whatever, 80% are grossly dissatisfied with the issue of illegal immigration in America. Grossly dissatisfied seems like a fairly strong term. They are dissatisfied to the point that they want something done about it. But it's not just Republicans, which is at 89%. It's also Democrats, which are registering at 73% as grossly dissatisfied. It seems to me that the White House has been trying to gaslight and pretend that things weren't a certain way, but it seems like even his own constituency is saying that this is a massive problem, and they have yet to provide a solution for it.
Kevin, this is a massive problem, When you see a country in polls that are going that dramatic, this isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. We have a border crisis that is out of control. We have our economy that's out of control. When you're looking at all of these things, this is why I think you are seeing across the country and why you're feeling the energy in the areas that you are at happening. People are not going to be silent. They're not. They know that if they sit back and do nothing, that's part of the problem as well.
I know you've recently been to the border and you've looked at some of the migrant holding areas that New York City and other people have put up. What is your impression as you've traveled from the deep south right on the border all the way to areas in New York City to see where the immigrants are being housed? And it's a real problem. I mean, the mayor of New York, who is a Democrat, who supported Joe Biden, has been openly opposing him at times in recent days, which is fairly unusual because he's out of space. They're out of time. They're out of money, and there's nowhere else to continue to put people. What did you see in your travels?
It was eye-opening, Kevin. I did not expect to see as horrific that I was seeing with my own eyes, and that's why I went. Every congressman, every senator, every elected official, if they have the chance to go, they should go. It is not to believe. I was with the Border Patrol. I was with the state troopers. I was with the National Guard, the Lone Star Division. We went right down, you know, in Eagle Pass. I was right there at Shelby Park, went straight down to the river. We saw people crossing the border. We saw the coyotes running back across. All of their items strewed everywhere because they drop everything when they come. They're crossing over the barbed wire. They are so desperate. And shame on our administration for saying, come. You're completely no problem. And if I think to the taxpayers in New York of $53 million, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
They are getting, you know, the children are going to school immediately, which, you know, do not take me wrong here. I came from immigrant great-grandparents. Most of our country were built on the immigrants. But they came in legally. We cannot sustain 10 million people have entered our country from, I think, approximately 108 countries around the world. How do we sustain that? You can't. And that 10 million isn't just this year. That's over a couple of years.
Yeah.
But how do we sustain that? We're not taking care of our veterans, our homeless, our seniors, but all of a sudden we can take care of all of this at the tune of multi-million dollars. We're removing kids out of their recreation centers, seniors out of the recreation centers, veterans out of their homes, schools being taken over. This is a mess, and you're absolutely right. The New York City mayor is getting a lot of pushback from the residents because it's affecting everyone.
She's Mary Jo Guinchard. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back from Times Square. Stay with us.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill, extending the deadline further into the month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejecting a bill designed to restrict children's access to social media platforms. Despite overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, DeSantis expressed discomfort with its wording. Lawmakers will revisit the issue with a revised bill. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Times Square, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. And yet to come, of course, the new music spotlight. Also going to delve into a little bit of a drawing for That Kevin Show mug later this hour or next hour. So stick around for all of that and more. Mary Jo Ginchard is my guest. She's running for the 5th congressional seat in the state of New Jersey. But she has been to the border. She has seen some of this with her own eyes. Mary Jo, in addition to the border issue, and that's the overwhelming issue on both sides of the political aisle in Iowa, in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, it's polling is the number one issue that people are voting on. But not too distant from that is the issue of energy. You mentioned high egg prices and milk prices and stable prices. When oil and gas become unaffordable, the price of everything else that we buy becomes unaffordable. And this administration has declared war on American supplies of energy, of which we have record amounts and could do amazing things, not just in lowering our own prices, but if we get oil to under $80 a barrel globally because we're supplying, Putin can't invade other countries. The mullahs in Iran can't fund terrorist proxies to go start wars. Everybody on the planet gets a little bit safer when America is energy dominant. That was a signature of the Trump administration in his first term. What is your position on energy supplies and what we need to do there?
Kevin, you touched upon it. We were energy independent. I want to say that again. Independent when we were under President Trump. We are now way past on the opposite of that statement. I don't think people realize everything you touch has oil in it. Women's makeup, your computer that you touch, your utensils, everything somehow is touched by some form of energy, and you cannot go away from it. So if we all of a sudden become dependent on another country, we've just opened up Pandora's box. We have got to get back to energy efficiency and independence. We have got to stop doing, you know, if I can touch upon it, on our shores of New Jersey and New York, the windmills that are going on in the ocean, that's not a place to put those. We are killing, you know, marine life that way. We need to have that in the places where they should go. We need to bring back all of the forms of energy. We have the cleanest energy in the world, in the United States. But yet, here we all are on the opposite side of the political arena here. They want to have clean energy, right? That's all they talk about. But yet, we're not using the clean energy we have in the United States, and we're taking energy from other places in the world, and their energy is not clean. It's not clean, Kevin.
In fact, it's filthy sources of those same fossil fuels. Let me move to a different issue. The mothers of America were the ones in 2022 when the Congress and the Senate did not have a red wave. The moms of America voted in conservative school boards from coast to coast. Gender theory, CRT, DEI, all being pushed in schools. What is your view towards what education needs to become in a Trump administration and beyond?
It's a very simple sentence. The teachers need to educate and not indoctrinate. It's that simple. It is up to a parent to teach their child the moral values, religious values, all of those things that we were taught when we were kids. The school should not be taking the place of a parent. I spoke in Trenton, actually, about the rights for parents. And what I expressed to them was, when I had my children, they were not in the labor room with me. So they don't need to be in it ever. And they don't need to be in my living room either. They need to be teaching our children the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s and leave all of the rest to the parents. Now, if there's a problem of a situation with a parent and a child and something's going on that happens to be a little bit more about abuse, things like that, that's a whole nother story.
And there are laws that cover that. I mean,
that's right.
There's no need to, yes, but you're talking about indoctrination. And I think that that's
indoctrination.
I think that's what these mama bears that voted in 22 were very, very concerned about. Real quickly.
Exactly.
Some states allow ballot harvesting, and Republicans got hurt in 2020 by not participating in it. I know that the Trump ground forces in your state have already declared openly that where it's legal, it's going to be used. How confident are you that Republicans can get up to speed on that in time for the 2024 election?
They're going to have to, Kevin. So, you know, this is something that we are very behind on, obviously across the country, not in just New Jersey. I think people have to feel comfortable. And first of all, let's get them to vote.
Mary Jo for Congress.com. Mary Jo Ginchard, thank you so much for being with us. Kevin McCullough, stay right here. We're coming back live from Times Square.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
My next two guests come to us by way of one of the world's most popular television series right now. And it's not even on TV, the current season. In fact, you have to go to theaters to see it, which my family has, and they are addicted to season 4 of The Chosen. In fact, my little one, the guy that's my little mini Spielberg, he is so enamored in the imagination and how they have brought the biblical account to life in this series, Dallas Jenkins and the entire team. We've had more of their cast members, I think, on this show than any other broadcast in the country, and it's a joy to welcome back today Kirk Waller, who is the very stoic Gaius, if you are watching the series, and Joey Vahidi, who plays Thomas in this season's season 4, as it just released at the beginning of February, and we're getting ready to roll out the next couple of episodes. But gentlemen, welcome to that Kevin show. Good to have you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Joey, let's talk a little bit about the complex character that Thomas is. You've got a little drama in your role that is, it's not of the same kind of ilk that they've had in the other seasons for you as of yet.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We've seen Thomas's journey throughout the show. He starts off as somebody who is questioning a lot. He wants to do his best. You know, maybe he's scared, a little bit panicked when things don't go well. And as he spends more time with the group, we start to see him coming out of the shell. We start to see him being able to joke around, being able to accept certain truths, or maybe not fully accept them, but be very willing to listen and learn. One of the things that I love that they do with Thomas as well is revealing how sweet and kind he can be. And we see that a lot with his love interest, Rayma. With season four, you're going to still see some of the questioning and wanting to get things right. But I will say we do pick up with Rayma right where we leave off in season three, which is the continued pursuit of making something happen.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm not going to give spoilers away, because if you didn't go see the first three episodes at the theaters, shame on you. But Kirk, let me ask you, the rollout of the series this way, with, you know, several episodes at a time being released in theaters, it really is a different viewing experience. And I will say, from my family's perspective, who watched the first two seasons exclusively, first three seasons exclusively, from the comfort of our living room, seeing it in that magnified kind of environment is certainly a different visual treat. How are you guys getting response to the theatrical release this year?
Well, you know, the theater experience is something I think, Kevin, you and I grew up with. When I was growing up, you couldn't watch a movie here, or you couldn't watch a movie right. on a computer. Television was, you know, you could. So I always grew up going to movies in the theater. So the fact that it's in the theater is fantastic, because it's a collective, beautiful, call it religious experience, right? I remember seeing Close Encounters for the third time when I was, I think, in high school. And I'll never forget when the aliens came out, I turned around and I looked, and everybody in that theater was in, like, awe. And I'll never forget that moment my entire life. And that happened in a movie theater. So I think the impact it can have is tremendous. I will also say it is horrible to see your nose the size of a car. And very, very difficult at times to see yourself so large. It's very strange. So I'll leave it at those two.
Yeah, no, that's well put. Both of you have characters that may have or have had some extra biblical interpretation to what they are about. In fact, I don't know how much biblical content there is for the basis of your character, Kirk, in total, but it's kind of a summary character, I guess, if you can, of kind of what the Roman legion was all like, and what, you know, what they were under, the pressure that they were under. What is the kind of feeling on the set about this stuff that is a little bit extra biblical? Because I think one of the things that has The Chosen really working for its benefit is that your fans love how accurate it is, and that there is such great reliability in the message. And I'm not saying that they've taken any liberties with either of your characters that are, you know, inappropriate to the telling of the actual story, but how much of that emphasis is there on set to make sure that, you know, you get it right?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of people know the source material. A lot of people know what's said about certain people, but it's such brief passages. You know, I think for Thomas in particular, he's mentioned maybe a couple of times in the New Testament. I know he's mentioned the most in the Gospel of John. And what I love about what Dallas, Tyler, and Ryan do with the story is they stay true to that, but they allow the audience to identify with these people on a human level through genuine human experience. Because we got to remember, these guys, these people, they're not saints yet. You know, they're not stained glass windows yet. They're still human beings just like you and I, who deal with joy, who deal with jealousy, who deal and struggle with wanting to do the best they can and not really knowing how to do it. And I think that's what has been so successful about the show, is people can see themselves in Gaius. People can see themselves in Thomas. People can see themselves in Quintus even at times, you know? And I think that's such a special, special thing.
Well, it certainly makes it relatable. Kirk, same question to you. You're kind of responsible for representing a lot of these characters. And we've, if you've grown up in the church or around the story of the biblical account, you kind of tend to think really cynically about the Romans. And they had an advantage over the people. But you're finding a way to drive humanity into your character in a way that I think a lot of people are appreciating.
I think it's dangerous territory, honestly, to say to vilify people. I think it's part of the story, and it's part of what makes it interesting is having a strong opposing character. It makes your hero look better. If this guy's weak, then this guy's not as strong.
I want people to understand that if you think you know Thomas and Gaius from the first three seasons, you just in the end of the third episode of the fourth season, you're going to find surprising little twists in both of their storylines. So go see it and then get ready because what is it? 4 through 6 is coming to theaters next. And then later this month, you're going to have the finale, and then it's going to come to the apps, and you can watch it in your home at that point in time. But The Chosen, our favorite around here. And, guys, thank you for taking some time out to be with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Justin Timberlake with special guest SZA.
You're preaching to the choir, getting to yourself. Quit playing with your mind, you're spinning. You think that I'm a liar, just try it for yourself. If found, we'll open up, blue skies are willing. Yeah, I know it's so hard to throw away. If found, we'll open up, blue skies are willing.
Show, and we hope that you enjoyed the New Music Spotlight. You can always find it on Apple Music or Spotify. Just search New Music Spotlight for That Kevin Show, and it'll direct you straight to the playlist. You get all the songs for the whole year at no charge. Also, congrats tonight's mugging winner. We will give away another That Kevin Show mug next week. All you have to do is register by sending an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Thanks to everybody who put a great show together this week. We'll be back 1 week from tonight and see you then.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.